at, what is this, 53rd Street and 3rd Avenue. And something that I don't think has ever happened before. I'm sure it's never happened before to me. So I just got ordered to stop using a Link NYC kiosk. It's because there is a fire on 53rd Street, I guess. And nobody thought I would do anything on that street, even though the kiosk is not in a cordoned off area or anything. I think they were just making something up. But I can smell burning something. So this does look like a major event, whatever's going on. It's on the same street as the city building, but that doesn't seem to be a focus of attention. It's some smaller building across the street. Whenever I see these things, I'm sort of oblivious. I remember a time I was down in Tampa. I was at a steakhouse on Dale Mabry, which is one of the main thoroughfares in town. And there was a steakhouse outside of the hotel I was staying in. And all of a sudden, just everybody got up and ran to the window. Everybody got up and just ran to the windows and looked out onto the highway. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought it was some kind of social media prank or what do they call them? These performance art things that just pop up seemingly out of nowhere, but of course they're very well planned. And everybody rushed to the window, and then everybody sort of calmly went back to their seats, and I realized that they rushed to the window because they heard police sirens going by. I thought, seriously? I guess I just hear so much of that stuff around here, I don't even think anything of it anymore. But down there, it was a big deal. So, that's my swarm of sirens anecdote for the moment. I can't believe they would bother kicking me off of using a Link kiosk right there. Like, I guess maybe they figure if I start, the tidal wave of people who want to take over 53rd Street will just inevitably